Democrat Greg Hunter is a geologist who's based in Laramie, and he's running for the U.S. House of Representatives. Hunter has worked in the energy industry and as a consultant for the federal government on a range of environmental issues, and he's very concerned about Wyoming's natural resources. He joins Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck.
What you're seeing right now, obviously, out of Congress and under the Trump administration is a pulling back on regulations, trying to get some of the agencies maybe to leave states alone and not maybe be as regulatory as they've been in the past. I'm curious, since you have a little background in this, what your thoughts are on that.
So I've been screaming at the radio for the last 4 years. What regulations are killing you? Because I look at them as protections, okay? But can those protections be used to drive out small business? I think the underground storage tank protections eventually drove out mom and pop businesses so that we end up, I know Mr. Pence's vice presidency, his family ran a fuel distributor. So I look at those with some sort of an eye of what's good for business, but also what's good for people. And we have to look at people first. So most of the requirements that I see are actually designed to protect people.
I guess what some people would push back is possibly under the last 8 years, I know there was a feeling by some in our energy industry, as an example, that maybe some of the regulations started to go too far. Do you disagree with that, or do you think there's a happy medium that we need? Obviously, you don't want to strip everything away, but could you also go too far?
Well, you can also go too far. But I also think sometimes the big manufacturers grab those regulations. I heard a gentleman from the trucking industry the other day that he felt like the new electronic laws were too much for his business. So are the big truck firms using those laws to drive other people out? Sometimes I wonder about the refrigeration, the changeover constantly. Are we really protecting the ozone, or are we protecting big business? So I would look at each one of those things. Now, when you look at the energy industry or the regulation of CO2, again, when the Supreme Court said that CO2 was a pollutant, 7-2, then once it's a pollutant, then it can be regulated under the Clean Air Act. So whether they went too far with those rules, you'd have to study those rules and talk about them. I mean, my brother is a stack tester. He tests the emissions from these stacks. And yes, we've basically, and I grew up in the power industry. And the big thing in Ohio was to build the stacks taller and higher. So we were sending that pollution east. So there's a push me, pull me on all these things, and I feel like I have enough of an experience to understand which ones are truly killing. Wyoming needs to move its energy. It needs to get energy because we need to get revenue to the state legislature so they can fund public schools. So again, there needs to be some understanding that we're going to produce energy. Energy is the key to modernity, and we need to produce that energy. So there has to be some common balance, and I feel like I understand those balances.
Greg Hunter visiting with us. He's a Democratic candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives. Let's talk a little bit about health care. Easy one. I'm sure you'll have a good, quick 30-second answer on how to solve this. But as you look at the Affordable Care Act, I guess, what are some of the improvements you'd like to see there?
Well, health care is the toughest. I mean, again, I deal with people that are getting injections for iron so that their blood can go. I talk to people now that are being impacted by the drug prices and all those things. So I would try to use the power of the government purchasing to lower prices for everybody. I mean, if you watch TV, all you see, and at least my view of it, is there are white pill commercials and there are insurance commercials. So those appear to be the people that are making money. So we need to kind of push back on making sure drugs are less expensive. And also insurance, it does say Affordable Care Act. I've seen nothing affordable about it. And none of the constituents see anything affordable about it. But they are stuck, just like people used to be stuck in the company store. They have to get insurance. They have children. They have issues. And they have to get insurance, so they're stuck, and they need some help, and the government is the big gorilla that can help.
Well, you just briefly touched on this, but I'm kind of curious, how do we get some of the drug prices down? Even the president has mentioned that, you know, this is a huge problem. How do we get to the point where you don't have, suddenly you're sick and you need this and it's going to cost you, pal? How do we resolve that issue?
Well, that's it again. That's corporate control of Congress. I mean, and you do want the free market because the free market designs new drugs. But we've also, in the last 30 years, when I was growing up, we demonized cocaine and heroin and all these issues. But in the last 30 years, we appear to have pressed them into white pills and handed them out like crazy. And then now we have a public health crisis there, too. Mm-hmm. So we have a cost crisis on one side, and then natural products that grow in the environment that, I'll be honest, I'm shocked that the marijuana advocates are going to end up being right, that it has medical uses far beyond what I thought. So are there a lot more natural products out there that we could use? I mean, the Pope drinks coca tea. Is that a terrible thing in the world? Once you start bringing these things in, I mean, look at Adderall. It is one isomer off methamphetamine or one chemical molecule. Somebody will take issue. I'm a geologist, not a chemist. Okay. So what I'm saying is that we've really demonized natural products and we've elevated these products that we pay far too much for and have really little indication of how they get used.
What would you like to do about this immigration issue?
You know, people that are willing to spend $5,000 and $8,000 and risk their lives to come here, aren't those the kind of people we want to kind of welcome at a certain level? Now, if people are coming across for economic benefit, we do have to have strong borders. I worry about, the crossing of borders, even from an Islamic standpoint, or people that want to do harm to America. So I get that part. So we have to separate these things. Some people are coming in for economic benefit, but there's a lot of farmers that need this immigrant labor, that we've had these programs. You know, Bush recognized this, but for some reason, a gentleman from New York City that he uses all kinds of decides that it's a zero tolerance policy, and Mr. Sessions agrees. I'm against that kind of thing. You cannot hide behind the law to do inhuman things.
Greg Hunter, he's a Democratic candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives. Greg, how can people learn more about you?
Well, I have a website, hunterforwyoming.com. I'm also on Facebook. Very interesting discussions happening out there. Please have the discussion, because the more we have discussions, the more we find common ground. Thank you very much, Bob.